pounding the streets of Gay Paris. We're looking off the Place Mazas Bridge. I am with
Andrew Zolti.
That's your telephone voice then?
Oh, yes.
It just kicked in.
Gotta go from the gut. You gotta really perform. It's my ex-stage voice. Comes out.
Do you remember the address of where we're going?
24 Rue Saint-Victor.
24 Rue Saint-Victor. Today, we have a masterclass that we are delivering. I'm telling some stories and hopefully injecting a little bit of disruption into the room. What's your role?
I'm supposed to look like a crazy mad scientist, which I do very well, I think.
I've seen some of the toys you've been playing with, a lot of networked Internet of Thingsy stuff. Is that right?
That is exactly right. Trying to set the bar for the rest of the world.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So you've had some pretty hardcore projects.
Yeah. We're working on one right now that's completely insane.
Now, that's not fair, because you weren't allowed to talk about this last night at dinner, and now you're not going to talk about it here. Can you give me a hint or a snippet more than you've given anywhere else?
More than I've given anywhere else. I probably shouldn't share this part. It pulls about half a city block of power. It then generates, which is a side effect, it's not its intended use, it generates a couple million volts of static electricity, which we have to figure out how to, remove. But none of that's actually supposed to be, that's not part of the fun. But it's for a big fashion brand, and it'll be very, very, very different than anything anyone's ever seen.
Sounds like you need to go on some of the Tesla forums.
Yeah.
They will tell you exactly how to get rid of some of that static goodness, or badness, depending on which way you look at it. Sounds fascinating. Where can people go to find this final project?
It will be in Times Square in New York.
And online?
Yes, very much. It will be all driven online. That's how you'll interact with it.
What would they have to Google? Is that even that secret?
Yes.
Oh, because it gives it away. Because it's a very Googleable, obvious.
Yes.
The magic ball of death, or whatever you're going to call it.
No, it won't sound scary at all, and no one will even know that it's using lots of electricity. That just happens to be the side effect that I like talking about, because it sounds insane. But when you see it, you'll be like, oh, that has nothing to do with anything scary at all.
Okay,
It'll be fluffy for little girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Fluffy for little girls involving half a block of electricity and deadly amounts of static. But we better open up our Maps app, whichever one is taking us roughly in the right direction. I'm already sweating, and it's cool.
I was just gonna say.
But that's more probably my level of fitness. At least we're getting to see a little bit of Paris rather than just the back of some cab driver's head and a conference hall, which is all good. It's been a while since I've been in Paris. Last time I was in Paris was with Hyper Island. And I really didn't see anything other than an underground room and some exquisite food, because let's face it, these guys really know how to do cuisine. Last time in Paris?
No, 2 years ago.
This isn't your last time in Paris, but I'm imagining.
This might be. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
The same event. I don't remember seeing you.
It was two and a bit years ago, right?
It's getting windy, the mic is probably getting a little bit blustery, so I'm going to call it a morning and say cheerio.